and I would like to give them a chance to tell you a little bit about their case. First, Stephanie Montoya and her mom. Their brother was killed. Her brother was killed. Her son was killed 9 years ago. The Oakland policeman who kicked this boy to death became head of internal affairs. He was just asked to go on leave by the department because of everything that's happened around Oscar Grant's case. A couple of policemen came forward 9 years later and said there was a cover-up. And Officer Paulson killed this young man. So when we say that these cover-ups exist, where was the coroner? Where were the people in the hospital? Where were the other police officers? Where was the DA's office? Where was the mayor? Who was deciding that this man would be put in charge of investigating the actions of other dirty cops when he had killed somebody in cold blood himself? I'd like you to meet Stephanie Montoya and her mom.
How are you guys doing tonight? I just want to thank you for this opportunity to basically come out. I'd like to give respect to the Oscar Grant family, as well as the Anita Gates family, and as well as anyone that has, you know, suffered from police brutality and died, you know, at the hands of the Oakland police. So my brother was Jerry Amaro. He's been recently in the news because he died 9 years ago. And I'm just gonna just read you kind of something that, you know, describes it. So my brother was beaten by 6 task force officers. He obtained 4 broken ribs, which caused internal bleeding and also caused a collapsed lung, among a lot of other injuries. It was very unfortunate and it should not have happened. He wasn't offered any medical attention while he was in jail at the time. And as well as my brother, when he was released from jail, he tried to seek medical attention and he did see a doctor, but he didn't realize how severe his injuries were. So upon, you know, being released from that physician, he was on his way to, you know, to seek further medical attention, but he died. And the person that kicked and beat my brother when he was, you know, detained was Officer Ed Paulson, which is currently, you know, the head of internal affairs in the Oakland Police. So, you know, like the way it happened, you know, we lived in Oakland. I'm from Oakland. And, you know, if you're from Oakland, you know, like the level that the police have, you know, the force and just the way they operate, it's just a sad thing, you know? And what I'm here for today is just to let everyone know, you know, everyone knows how it feels to lose someone, you know, but to lose someone from police brutality, the hands of, you know, an officer, someone that's supposed to serve and protect. Like, I'm gonna have a baby. Like, and I can't tell you enough, like, how hard it's been. You know, at the time when he died April 21st of 2000, 9 years ago. I can't tell you how hard it's been to lose someone. I'm sure you all know. And, you know, we try to pursue something at the time, but we couldn't, because they covered up everything. So, you know, we're so blessed today. You know, we lost my brother, but we're blessed today that, you know, because of Oscar Grant and because of everything that's happening, that my brother is getting some kind of justice, you know, now. Yeah. You know, and, my story is not better than the next person's story. We all suffer as a community.
Right.
You know, we suffer from, you know, like lack of being able to, you know, to take control, you know, and, you know, as a community, you know, I really hope it gets better. I pray every day, you know, but as a community, I would only just pray that we can come together and get justice for all, you know, those that have suffered and died. So that's what I'm here, you know, to represent. My mother's here, you know, and, you know, I just want to thank you guys for your time, you know, and your support. And, you know, and I think, you know, I'm really religious, and I think God is speaking to us, you know. He's speaking to us in a number of ways that this needs to stop. And it you know, and I just can't, I believe in miracles, you know, and it's just seeing everyone here together. You know, we're all, like this man said right here, we're all Oscar Grant.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we are all Jerry Amaro, which was my brother. We are all human beings and we all have rights. So, you know, it's time to just handle this. So thank you. And God bless you all.